This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. A bill that would provide more than $80 billion in supplemental spending, mostly for the war in Iraq, is bogged down in Congress. The Bush administration asked for the money 2 months ago, but both the House and Senate have heaped many other unrelated items onto the legislation. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Here's some of what's in the wartime funding bill that hit the Senate floor this week. $23 million so the architect of the Capitol can replace a structure being crowded out by a stadium for the new Washington Nationals baseball team. Another $35 million for a wastewater treatment project in Mississippi. $5 million more for a fish hatchery in Montana. Ohio Republican George Voinovich, who's a budget hawk, admits this is not what the supplemental was supposed to be for.
Perhaps if you're being as objective as possible, a lot of this stuff shouldn't be even coming to the floor and we shouldn't be voting on it.
But Tom Schatz of the congressional watchdog group Citizens Against Government Waste says it's entirely predictable that lawmakers would try to attach everything they can to a wartime spending bill.
The bill has to go through. The president will sign it. So it's an opportunity to add projects that might not ordinarily get through and will certainly be signed into law.
Senate Republican leader Bill Frist had tried his best to keep immigration-related amendments from being added on to the supplemental. Immigration, after all, is an issue that divides Republicans, and immigration bills rarely get far on their own in Congress. But yesterday, Maryland Democrat Barbara Mikulski defied the Senate Majority Leader. She introduced an amendment making it easier to hire seasonal foreign workers. She did so after Frist refused to promise to oppose the immigration legislation House Republicans had attached to their version of the supplemental.
Immigration, as an issue, was introduced on the supplemental appropriations in the House of Representatives with an enormously controversial and prickly concept, the so-called Real ID card.
The Real ID card would impose federal standards on states' driver's licenses. It's strongly opposed by pro-business lawmakers, such as Idaho Republican Senator Larry Craig, who said yesterday he intends to introduce an amendment of his own to the supplemental, allowing more foreign workers.
Everybody wants to wait, and wait some more. Nobody has a well-refined legislation at this moment. Mine is sensitive to an agriculture industry that's just getting cranked up for the spring.
Still, some senators deeply oppose mixing immigration bills with wartime spending. Yesterday on the Senate floor, California Democrat Dianne Feinstein tried dissuading her colleagues from piling immigration amendments onto the Iraq supplemental.
It will open a long and complicated debate on the floor of the Senate. We should not do that, please.
But many senators say a re-examination of immigration policy is long overdue. It's been nearly two decades since there's been a major congressional debate on the subject. Texas Republican John Cornyn said he agrees such a debate is needed, just not right now.
The result would be likely that we would slow down and perhaps bog down this emergency supplemental appropriation bill to equip our troops with what they need.
But because the House already attached immigration legislation to its wartime spending bill, Democratic Whip Dick Durbin argued the Senate has every right to include immigration in its own supplemental and work out the differences in a conference committee.
The garlic is in the soup. There's no way to take it out at this point. Conferees will walk into that conference committee and face an immigration issue, a very serious immigration issue, a very controversial one.
So a long-postponed immigration debate is likely to rage for days and possibly weeks on this wartime funding bill, which the White House says is needed by May 1st. David Wellner, NPR News.